Well, that was the fucking worst family dinner ever. Because of the way they treated you. Jesus. My brother saying how you needed to save enough dessert for everybody else. My dad, stupid shit. Oh, leave him alone. He's just a growing boy. My mom constantly poking you in the stomach. What the fuck? And then drunk Uncle Steve had to call me a chubby chaser. Right in the middle of dinner. I'm just so mad I could fucking spit. I really am. I almost stabbed Steve in the hand with my fork. Just. Don't laugh. It's fucking true. Why can't they just be happy for me? For us. I bring a fantastic, amazing, polite, out the ass man home to meet everyone, and all they can focus on is the fact that you're a bigger guy. Not that you held the door open for Nana, or that you played with baby Susie when she got fussy. Not even that you helped clean the dining room despite being a guest. Nope, it was all about the waistline from the front door on. Fuck. I hate it. I hate them. No, you're right. I don't. But right now, I wish I could. I'm so sorry they treated you like that. If I'd known, I wouldn't have let them within 100 miles of you. You don't deserve to be treated like that. Never. Babe, if the next words out of your mouth are maybe they were right, I swear by all that you hold dear, I will punch you so fucking hard. I won't take that shit from them, and I sure as shit won't take it from you. No, no, no. I don't deserve better. I deserve you. I want you. Only you. Just you. Hey, look at me. I'm not over there, handsome. I mean it. Look at me. Eyes front, stud. There you are. Hi. I knew the big, scruffy, sexy man I love was somewhere in those uncertain eyes. You know I love you, right? All of you. Every round, soft, warm inch of your body. As well as all the other things. Like what? Seriously? No, no, no. It's okay. I have no problem telling you why I love you. Shall I count the ways, my sweet? All right, let's make it interesting. How? Well, like this. Come here. You're gonna stand here in front of our full-length mirror every time I tell you something that I love about you. And why is very important. I'm gonna remove an article of your clothing. If you can keep your eyes on the mirror until you're naked for me, I'll let you fuck me right up against it. How's that sound? Good? Perfect. All right, eyes forward, baby. I'm gonna step behind you, okay? That's it. Keep watching the mirror. Love your eyes. They're so breathtaking. love the way they crinkle at the corners and sparkle when you smile, which I also love, by the way. And how glassy they get when I nibble your earlobe like this. There it is. There's that hazy look of lust. God, I love your eyes. And Nick's one necktie. I love this chest. It's the perfect pillow for movie nights on the couch. There's no bony bits to dig in. No awkward angles. It's so broad that when you wrap me up in your arms, which I also love, I feel like nothing can hurt me. Not with you holding on to me, protecting me. I love how I can lie against it at night and listen to you breathing, your heartbeat. Your chest protects that heart. How could I not love it? I thought this shirt looked very handsome, sweetheart. You are handsome. Here we go. I'm sorry they couldn't see it too. No. Eyes front, baby. I'm not done. Not even close. Now, I love your belly. Don't you roll your eyes at me. I mean it. I fucking love this round, soft, fuzzy belly. I love how I can curl around it when I sleep. I love how it arches my back so perfectly when you fuck me from behind. I love how it shakes when you laugh. I mean, really laugh. You need to do that more often, you know. I adore your laugh. It's so fucking cute. I even love these stretch marks. No, honey, don't. Don't hunch like that. Stand up tall. I want to see you. Yes, even the stretch marks. Makes me think of big, ferocious tigers. You like that? Yeah? You want me to call you Tiger? A sexy jungle cat? Alright, I won't. You can just be my teddy bear. Gonna cheat a little with this one. Both shoes and socks. There's mine too. Off. There we go. Oh, another thing I love about this wonderful belly of yours. I love how I can comfortably rest my chin against it and look up at you when I'm on my knees like this. It feels right. Let me kiss your tiger stripes, baby. Can I? You lovely. Oh, I'm just getting a head start on this part. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Now, step out of these pants. I'm aware that I left your underwear on. I did that for a reason. There's a method to my madness, baby. Come on. Hey. Eyes forward, mister. I love your legs. They're strong enough to hold me against the wall when we're kissing. Warm enough to defrost my frigid toes at night. I know you hate it when I sneak my footsicles under your calves while we're laying in bed, but you never push me away. You twitch, you glare, sometimes you pout a little. Yes, yes you do. But you never, ever push me away. And I love you for that. I love how your hair rasps against my body. It makes my skin tingle. Like the feeling you get right before a lightning strike. Electrified. And when one of these big, hairy thighs eases between my legs and presses against my pussy. Someday you have to let me come just from riding your thigh. I could totally do it. More than once. Soon, he says, I'll hold you to that, you know. You've just signed an oral contract with your own personal succubus. Well, what can I say? You bring out the slut in me. Such a shudder. Do you like that? Knowing I'm a slut for you? Knowing you make me so hot and wet? Wet enough to drip down my thighs like I'm doing right now? I'm so fucking wet for you, baby. And you're doing so good. You're so close. We're almost there, sweet man. You ready? Yeah? All right, sweetheart. Let's get you out of your underwear. Let me see all of you. Oh, fuck. Oh, baby, I love your cock. I love it so fucking much. I love the way it looks. How it smells. How it tastes. God, your cock tastes so fucking good. I swear I can never get enough. I love how it fits so perfectly on my tongue. How you can grab the back of my head, fuck my mouth as hard as you want. You won't hurt me at all. I'll just beg for more. I always want more of your cock. The feel of your cum, too. Hot, heavy in my mouth, or sticky and glistening on my skin. So fucking good. You didn't look away, even when I broke the rules and sucked you a little. You are for me. So fucking gorgeous. Do you want to fuck me now? Push that cock inside me and pound me until we come all over each other? Yeah? You want my legs wider? I can't. How's this? No. Don't take the dress. Just push it. Push it up over my hips. I knew you'd like it when you saw I wasn't wearing any panties. You feel that, baby? How wet and hot I am for you. God, I can feel it running down my thighs. Come on. Fuck me. Please. Please fuck me. My back with your gorgeous tummy. God, baby. Oh, I love you. Oh, fuck. I love you. Fuck me, baby. Don't fucking tease. Don't tease me harder. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh God, baby. Oh, if you do that. Oh, if you rub my clit like that, I'm not gonna. Oh, shit. Oh, baby. Shit, baby. Jesus. No, 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 fuck, shit. Don't let me go. I don't see my legs. hold me at the moment. I told you. Oh, I told you I loved those strong fucking arms. Oh, my fucking God. Okay. As soon as we can both move without collapsing. In about five or 10 years, we're gonna make it to that bed. I'm gonna cuddle up to the big, strong, fuzzy man that I love. And we're gonna ignore every apologetic phone call my douche parents try to make. Sounds good.